Alexander Platz has a very varied and interesting history from approximately, well, 1700, let's say, up to the beginning of the 20th century. But even within the 20th century, it has undergone rapid changes, and its latest incarnation was really the center of East Berlin, of the socialist part of the city. There was the Kurfürstendamm, which is considered to be the center of the western half, and Alexanderplatz was considered to be the center of the eastern half. And as you all know, there's a kind of huge television tower which was built there in the 1960s or early 70s, which is meant to be a symbolism of international communication, actually built there by, ironically, by a kind of regime that was, you know, kind of confining its population by a wall into the territory of its nation or of its land, let's say. So Alexanderplatz, and also there were a number of significant buildings which were built obviously by the state, because all building was centralized. So there's this Haus des Lehrers, the house of the teacher, there's the house of statistics, there's the house of the press, there's the house of electrical engineering, and so on and so forth. I mean, these are sort of like representations of what was considered to be important elements of society. And in the middle of it was a huge empty space, which was only really coming into its own when there were kind of mass demonstrations, which were organized sort of once a year on the 1st of May. But then actually there's one moment in history when this space was really coming into its own, which was like on the, I think it was must have been the 7th of November in 1989, when the people of East Germany rebelled against their own government and thereby initiated the reunification. So it's really historical ground. And what happened afterwards, after the reunification, could be described as a sort of relentless commercialization of the space. It turned into one of the busiest retail spots in the city, and almost was almost abandoned as a residential area. So there are very few people living there, and there's a lot of shopping, basically. It's to do with also the fact that there's a very intense kind of underground and overground transport crossing. So it's a very busy changing spot in the sort of traffic network of the city. And so therefore, there's a lot of people there every day. And obviously, to intervene into this space is a formidable task, very exciting, and obviously the team being a Western European team that is kind of intervening into sort of say a politically difficult ground of the former Eastern Center is also a delicate task. And all of these things, and also the kind of trying to bring the balance of commercialism and other aspects of the city back into some equilibrium and so on. All of these tasks are relatively challenging, but also at the same time very interesting. So building there is an incredibly exciting task. It's quite a responsible thing to do, quite an important thing to do. And what we're obviously trying to do with our project is to bring housing back to this square, turning it more into less into a representational square, but more into a kind of everyday public space.